Songs tend to reflect the times in which they're written, but with a passage of time, they often come to mean new things. In honor of Valentine's Day, Judith Cogan considers two 1950s doo-wop songs with an oddly contemporary note.
It sounds like Zoom, but it's spelled Z-O-O-M, just like the online platform. Zoom, zoom, zoom. In 1958, the Harlem-based doo-wop group called the Collegians made it the musical foundation for a love song they called Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
I love you. Yes, I love you. Zoom, 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 zoom. Walk the world. Zoom, 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 zoom. That I love you so.
Zoom may be the bane of your pandemic existence, when from dawn to dusk and beyond, you're glued to the platform until, square-eyed, you expire from Zoom fatigue. But for the Collegians, it seemed an ideal lyrical bed for a marriage proposal.
In terms of phonetics, how could you miss?
Lawrence Patilli, author of the book Doo-Wop Acapella, says that Zoom is an ideal nonsense syllable to show off the singer's skill and hook the listener. The letter sounds, he says, work well together.
You have these very, very organic sounds that are coming out. You have a vibratory Z, you have an open vowel, and it concludes with a bilabial two-lip sound. It's going to work.
But inspiration may have come from another doo-wop song called simply Zoom. In that song, recorded by the Cadillacs, the onomatopoetic zoom, depicting speed and movement, gets the melody going.
Well, zoom, when the strings of my heart, yes, I know you'd start a little flame in my heart.
During the pandemic, Zoom of a different sort has been the conduit to corporate meetings and funerals, but also the sweet things in life. The introduction to newborns, reunions with long-lost friends, and weddings. People have dated on Zoom. Some, like Kayla MacArthur and Ryan Crane, who connected virtually through a mutual friend, have fallen in love.
It allowed two people who might have never met in person to come together.
For me, it is just incredibly serendipitous and surreal.
For many couples, the place where they first met has special emotional resonance. The nightclub, the college quad, the bus stop. For those whose eyes first locked on Zoom, the visceral memory may not be quite as rich in sensory stimuli. But still.
Just all like, whoa, how did this all happen?
It happened because in the pandemic, Zoom was a life, or rather, a love line. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Judith Cogan.
I love you, baby. Oh, yes, I do. And you get my deep breath. Oh, me, baby. And squeeze me tight. Never let me.
I know you.